Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the reason behind this Drive Electric rally this evening.
Well, we want to gather together those folks who already own electric vehicles and those who are thinking about it, and we've got transportation and JEA officials there, so we can hear from folks where they'd like to see more charging stations. Obviously, when you talk about alternative fuels and vehicles, having the infrastructure in place is extremely important, and so that's what part of the conversation will be about tonight.
So how many people in the Jacksonville area are actually driving electric cars?
Well, we think there's probably around 200, 250. Obviously, not as many as what you would find in South Florida for obvious reasons, but it seems to be gaining in acceptance and interest, so we'll probably see more numbers soon.
And as the North Florida TPO, you're behind the Clean Fuels Coalition, looking at a lot of different alternative fuels.
Correct. We have been the umbrella organization. Actually, Clean Fuels is part of a program. It's a 20-plus year program under the Department of Energy that works with transportation organizations, encouraging them to use alternative fuels and also idling and idle reduction technologies and policies. And the respective alternative fuels include, of course, natural gas, and we've heard a lot about that in this community, electric vehicles, propane, and the others. So we are focusing our attention on education and making sure where we can to provide funding dollars in terms of infrastructure requirements.
Well, we actually have a call. We don't normally get calls in these later segments, but I'm excited to hear from Pat in Fleming Island. Pat, you have an electric vehicle?
I drive a Chevy Volt, and I plug it in at my airplane hangar that I built that I heat and cool and light with solar energy, and I drive my Volt to it, and I plug it in, and I get my electrical power from the sun from my car. I'm averaging about 800 miles per gallon.
Wow.
On my Chevy Volt. It's the best car I've ever owned. I have two friends that have them, and they say the same thing, the best car they've ever owned.
So
it really is cool.
That is cool. And I'm just curious about your experience on the First Coast. Do you think there are enough charging stations? What changes would you like to see to make it more feasible for more people to drive electric?
Oh, my goodness. We need charging stations everywhere. And that is jobs. That changes the paradigm. It's exactly what we need. We have virtually nothing like that on the First Coast. I mean, I think out at the town center, they've got some, you know, some token charging spots. There are some businesses that offer them to their employees. And really, you only need a 110-volt outlet, you know, to at least help. A 220 would be better or would be faster. But there virtually aren't any. And that's by design. You know, the oil companies own these people, and they do not want you to drive an electric car. At all costs, they don't want you driving an electric car, in my opinion.
Okay, thanks for your call, Pat. So, Marcy, are there any plans to add more charging stations on the First Coast, and who is responsible for doing that?
Well, we're working with JEA. That would be one alternative in terms of taking the lead in establishing more stations. Also, businesses, as they look at their employees that are driving electric vehicles, putting in charging stations. So that's kind of the point of the meeting tonight, is to talk to those people who already have them and to have, just like this gentleman did, have his experience and what he sees are the needs in the region, and then trying to figure out moving forward, you know, what the best plan is to make sure that the infrastructure can meet the needs of those folks who want to drive electric.
All right, so let's give out the information. It's tonight from 6 to 8 at the Aloft Hotel Tapestry Park. And if someone wants to come, do they need to RSVP or just show up?
We would like that they would register online. It is free, and at driveelectricrally.com if you could register for us. That would be great.